Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson. Welcome to our lunch grill. What are we grilling up today? You know, I like to grill because, you know, you can either burn something up, just burn it up. You know, you have a grill. And, you know, I was grilling. The last time I was grilling, actually, in my backyard, I burned up some stuff. I don't know. I put too much something in it. And so sometimes we can burn up some things on the business on the Edge grill here, but sometimes you can make the best, you know, grilling. You can have that nice, savory, wonderful, luscious salmon or chicken. So we're gonna take it easy today on the grill, and we're gonna grill up something really sweet today with regards to social media. And, you know, there's controversy around social media, but how can social media really help your business? Does it help your business? If you're a small business owner, what's the value in it? I have customers that do not always see the value in the connection with social media. And if I were going to speak frankly, sometimes it's in the older generation. But really, this is a great place to begin connecting and letting people know about your product, your services, but not in a sellable kind of way. You know, we're information society now, so we want information. We want to know how we can fix it ourselves and different things like that. And we're trying to hold on to every dollar, you know, till it hollers. And so we want to spend when we absolutely have to spend, and we want to retain when we can retain. But just to give you some exciting news or some promising news for small businesses, one of the things that is great about social media is for Facebook, for example, more than 800 million active users. And so if you look at the top-ranking social media marketing, Facebook obviously is number one. Do you remember when MySpace was like the only real connection to – so I never had a MySpace account. I thought it was just for like – at that time, you know, for the young kids, and, you know, I didn't really care for how they were interacting and, you know, interacting with one another. And so I thought it was, you know, juvenile, for lack of a better term. But – And MySpace is hanging in there. MySpace actually is ranked number 8. But these active users connect you with opportunities. And so with Facebook, they have about 750 million actually unique visitors each month. So that's pretty interesting. That's a pretty huge number. And so who can guess what number 2 is? Twitter, of course, and then LinkedIn. And surprisingly enough, Pinterest. Pinning up your interests. Who knew? Who thought that virtual cork boarding would be a big deal? So you can pin up your products or your services or pictures. You know, if you work in one of those industries that it's wine tours and country tours that you can get here in Napa Valley, it's a perfect place to go. Number 2, over 80% of all Americans use social networking. And honestly, people are making more decisions to purchase online rather than our traditional ways of marketing through radio ads, television ads. And those things are important. They still play their role. But we know that social media is really coming to the forefront, or is in the forefront, in terms of how we're deciding to make our buying decisions. Number 3, Americans spend more time on social networks, especially Facebook. And by the way, That includes those that are supposed to be working when they're at the office. Like, for example, if you're tuning into the Lunch and Grill right now and you're at your desk, I hope that you're working while you're listening to the show. But companies spend more money on employees burning up time on Facebook than they do, in terms of really focusing on their work. But that aside, again, Americans spend more time on Facebook. And number four, approximately 40% of social media users access their accounts through mobile devices. That's a big deal if you are not mobile. In fact, we're working on our features for our mobile device, and we're looking forward to bringing an app to you from Business on the Edge so you can connect with our classes, our shows, our summits, our seminars, our workshops, our services, questions that you might have. We're looking at how to incorporate some of the tools that we use. I love using like Chatter. Chatter's fantastic. If you are familiar with Salesforce is amazing. So if you do not know about Salesforce.com, definitely go check it out. Mark Benioff is really making waves here in California. But here are some ways, and I'm going to get back to this other list, but, in 30 minutes when I'm trying to grill and I'm trying not to burn anything up, so I have to get things on the grill and off the grill really quickly. But here are some ways that can benefit your company with social media. One, you can publicize your events and campaigns. We know that. That's a fantastic way of doing that. And Eventbrite is a great way to help you publicize your events. If people need to register or connect with your event that way, and Eventbrite, it can either be a free event or a purchase event. And again, when we look at social media and these web tools, and we hear about Web 2.0 and all of these different ways of doing business, we are moving, if you have not realized it, we're moving into that place of connecting, doing business electronically, making it easier, smarter to do business without maybe engaging face-to-face. And we've been seeing that come for a long time. But don't be afraid of those changes. Incorporate them in what you're doing. And I can tell you now, if you're a small business and you're not mobile or you're not digital or if you're not technology savvy, get there. Otherwise, we're going to see businesses fail because you're not connecting with the rest of the world. This is just another way for us to connect. Before the chisel and rock, the wall, you get the gist. No more chisels and rock. No more, I love paper and pen and all of that. But this is just a new way of getting your information out there. What are the hieroglyphics? In any case, it's just transition. It's just the evolutionary process of how we're moving through our lifespan and these different generations. And jump in with both feet, develop a plan, and move your agenda forward. We stay connected to so many different areas on Business on the Edge. And again, if you don't know, I am the show host for AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. And that is every Friday night live from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. prime time. If you are local here in the Bay Area, you can get us in all 9 counties. If not, you can certainly listen live on www.kdow.biz. That's www.kdow.biz. And you can listen live or listen to the podcast, whichever you prefer. And I don't think I thank our listeners. I always like to thank our listeners when we come into a show. I appreciate your listenership, and I also appreciate those diehard archive listeners. And so, and again, some of our services, again, are training classes, webinars, workshops, and just having fun on Wall Talk Radio talking to you as well. What else can we grill up here on social media? Leads. How about lead generation? Lead generation. This is a good place to develop leads and then work through a process to convert those leads into customers. This is another way. And there's a process in terms of doing that. I don't have a lot of time to talk about that. But you absolutely can take it through, take potential prospects through a process to realize customers. So generate your leads from social media. What about, you know, identifying and relating to influential people? Now, LinkedIn is a great place to connect professionally, and I love it. You can connect with city officials. You can connect with CEOs. You can connect with administrative assistants. You can connect with people in the entertainment, career, medical field, educational field, business field, accounting, you name it. And what's great about LinkedIn, which is the third ranking social marketing, media marketing, with 110 million unique visitors each month, is they want to connect. And so many of them are typically located right in your area. Now, I'm connected with people all over the world and the country, but again, those that you connect with locally, because they're connected with someone locally, you're able to connect with their contacts and connection points. And so this is one way that I grow my professional professional base, so that way I have an opportunity to reach out to someone and say, hey, would you like to be a guest on AM 1220 KDOW, Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson? We'd love to have you on the show and talk about whatever, social media marketing. So it is really, in fact, I've gotten business actually off of LinkedIn, which is a plus. So if you want opportunities, I've had companies reach out to me for opportunities for work. You can connect with virtual groups. And this is really another way of building your small business. And small business owners, and I am a huge advocate for small businesses, but you really have to start thinking outside of the box. You really, especially when you're using your own money, your own dime, you really don't have the backing or support from some funder or venture capitalist or bank, and you're going to have to do things that maybe you're not used to or you're not comfortable doing. And you're comfortable being in the office and being behind your desk. And you really have to look at coming out and being able to socially network online in a creative way. And you can certainly get help for that. And be careful when you're getting social media help and looking at ways of companies helping you. I would first and foremost tell any small business, set up your own business, your Facebook social networker, whatever, yourself. You don't necessarily have to pay for that. It's a little bit of a process depending on what you want to do. But if you're willing to read and take the time and go through it, do it. If not, pay someone to do it who's doing multiple features or multiple things for you to make it worth your while, because most small businesses do not have a 1K to 3K budget to, you know, get them launched into the social media world, and that's a monthly basis. And that's the low end. You can pay anywhere from the average base price is about $3,000 a month, and you know, upwards to about $20,000 a month, and that's a lot of money. And small businesses aren't usually paying that type of money, 20K or 15K, and those high dollar amounts, you're gonna find those are large corporations. But 3K is about somewhere between 1 and 3K, and I lean more towards 3K, is really the going rate. 1K is, if I wanted to be modest, that would be a little bit modest, but you certainly can get some things done without exhausting 12K to get you going, you know, because usually you're locked into some sort of deal, 6 months, 12 months, and so on. So if you're willing to learn a little bit and use the resources that you have and be smart about the resources you have, you can certainly do that. Other ways that could benefit your business is, what about, you know, expanding your ability in your business to support your products or services, getting that information out there, keeping customers looking at what you have available, maintaining a relationship with them. Give them stuff. Give them information. You don't have to sell everything. You say, well, you don't have to sell everything. I'm going to burn that up. You know, I need some sound effects. I'm going to bring those in for you. But you don't have to sell everything. People want information. I'll give you an example. If you're going to buy a new car, say you're going to buy a Lexus or Ford. I'll never buy another car. I'll do something more creative and let someone else pay for it, let my company pay for it. But if you're going to buy a vehicle, for example, some car, well, an ad on Facebook is probably not going to encourage you to buy a vehicle that might have some low APR rate, right? Because when you think about buying a car, buying a house, or any large dollar item, I don't know if I would put that. I would not put that type of ad on Facebook because there's not a real return I can see, and that we're seeing in the industry right now for that type of ad. You can't use the same types of strategies really that you've used for television or for radio. You really want, you know what, people want information. You know why I want to buy a vehicle? If you show up on my Facebook page, is whether or not my son's going to be safe in that car. So I want some information. So if you put an ad up there and it says, you know, safety first, you know, for teenage drivers in California, you know, buy this vehicle because we know that, and you may not know this, California has the highest collision rates amongst teenagers in the state of California. My son's driving, and he's a great, great driver in terms of a 19-year-old. He really, really, he won't listen to his cell phone. He won't do any, he won't even listen to the radio while he's driving. But not every kid is going to do that. So when you're putting your information out there on social media and you're putting it out on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, think about the strategy you want to use and what customers want or what potential prospects want. They want to feel good about themselves. They want some encouragement. They want, you know, things that are going to fix something for them that they don't necessarily have to pay for right now. But as a result of that, it connects them with your links into your website because that's certainly a great way to get them pointed back to your website and getting more information about what you can provide. And then, of course, you know, it's great to see what your competitors are doing on the social media areas. But you want to use social media any smart strategy. Do you have a plan? Do you have goals? Think about what do you want to achieve with your social media goals. I have goals. For Blog Talk Radio, I have goals, and I have monthly goals. And I set them every month, actually. I need to set them for this month, but I do set them every month. And so on Facebook, I may want to increase my reach by X amount and maybe a certain amount of people talking about it. So I keep information out there on our Business on the Edge Facebook page. In fact, if you want to go out there, facebook.com/ Business on the Edge, you're going to find a lot of information. You're going to find quotes and encouragement. You're going to find links to best advice from business experts who are multi-billionaires. You're going to find seminars and workshops, not just from Business on the Edge, but from other companies that may be doing things like D'Souza Financial. In fact, we posted something today. I actually personally posted it. And they're doing a savvy social security class. And they do other things in terms of retirement planning, but they have great information. I actually sat in one of these classes. And you can connect to, you know, if you're in the Bay Area, you can certainly, in fact, they have the class I posted, they have a class tomorrow from 5:15 to 6:15. So if you're in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, and you're close enough there in Fremont, California, you can go to this class, one-hour class, but it's very informative. And so these are great ways that you can get your information out there on social media. So definitely connect with because I like what they're doing, D'Souza Financial, in regards to their classes, information to help veterans, how you're losing money that you could be sticking away for retirement. So you want to check them out. And if you're local, you can give them a call at 510-797-4211. And go to our Facebook page. And like I said, you'll see their information out there, but you'll see a lot of information. And we promote those that on our page, information that we believe customers or people just need information, need, you know, advice, you know, so you can use your social media for servicing people in that aspect of giving information, because if you give that, the more that you connect with them, the customers will feel comfortable with you doing business with them, and that you're not just trying to make a quick buck. And we're in business to make money, but, you know, our economy and the way that social media is allowing us to do business, you know, and allowing the middleman to be taken out of the way, your customers and the businesses now have an opportunity to build relationships face-to-face, if you will, virtual, if you will. And this is really an exciting time. And so if you want to win customers, you want to have a smart social media marketing strategy, don't just shy away from it because you don't understand it. Get, you know, in anything you do, get understanding, get complete understanding so you can appreciate it and value it and use it to help fuel your business and move things forward with what you're trying to do. So definitely, you know, select some goals, develop a plan, you know, of action in terms of what you want to do, conduct your market research. And again, this is a great way to develop your brand awareness. People cannot do business with you if they don't know you're there. I know, you know, we hear if you build it, they'll come. If you build a website, they'll come. No, they won't. They don't know that you're there. Who builds a house and then doesn't invite anyone? You know, it's like building your house somewhere and then you expect everyone to show up, your family to show up, your friends and your, you know, whoever, and you didn't tell them the address. You didn't give them information to get to you. So give them information to get to you. You know, and remember, social media is constantly growing. It's evolving. It's changing. It's crazy. We're wondering, you know, I'm interested to see what's going to happen with Facebook over the next few years, especially since they've gone public. But how are they going to be in 10 years? You remember when, you know, we first started out with really just having personal computers and being connected with a world wide web that didn't have a whole lot of places to go to, you know, wasn't a real big deal for us. But now we've got this whole new virtual world that we can connect with, and LinkedIn and Pinterest and Google Plus and these are the top sites, and make sure you're connected to sites that are relevant to what you are offering and what you need, not just Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, the obvious Pinterest, and we're certainly on all of those and all of those places. Except MySpace. I won't be going on MySpace. I just cannot do it. MySpace still is a little bit, I don't like it. I don't, because, and I think because when you know, I was first introduced to MySpace, and all the kids were doing it, it was like, and then if you went out there and saw the things they were talking about, it's like, are you kidding me? Really? So MySpace is kind of like, to me, and there's not an easier way to say it, but the ghetto version of whatever's going on social networking. But they're hanging in there. They're still in the top 10. You know, I'm surprised Google Plus hasn't moved up yet. I expect Google Plus to take MySpace's place, and maybe even Pinterest. We'll see how they're really kind of, you know, not far apart from each other in terms of monthly unique visitors. But I think Google Plus, we're going to see Google Plus really shine over the next year or so in terms of their social growth and your ability to be able to connect and be in these circles. So Google Plus is really cool because it really can represent a you know, the, again, there's this professional audience that's out there. And so it's kind of neat to kind of connect with these different circles. So, and that's on Google Plus. Google Plus has circles. Of course, Facebook has likes and fans and friends. And so, you know, get to know those different terms and terminology. So we only have a few minutes left in the show, about 5 minutes. So I'm going to tell you a little bit what's going on. Again, I am the show host of AM 1220 KDOW Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are Bay Area's leader in business and finance, third in the nation. And if you want to tune in on Friday nights, I am live from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday nights. And if you are local, you can get us on 1220. If you're not, you can certainly tune in at kdow.biz and click Listen Live, and you will catch me. There's some fun things that we have going on at Business on the Edge. I always, again, I'm an advocate for small businesses. I'm an advocate for women in business. I think women do not have an opportunity to really get the resources that they need to get. And so I try to give as much as I can without killing my company. But I am a huge, if you looked at our slide deck, you'll see how much we give back. But we do have the Saturday think tanks. So if you're in the area, you want to come to one of our think tanks, I'm always hosting it. It is very much about you critical thinking. And that next one's going to be March 16th. At 10 o'clock a.m. to 11:30 a.m., if you want to connect with that, you can go to our website and businessontheedge.biz. It is free. This is a freebie. This is an hour and a half of just coming in your jogging suit or jeans. You do not have to dress business professional, because we really dig down deep on the topics, and this month's topic is going to be communicating with your customers. So we want, and usually I have a worksheet for you to kind of get your brain working and warmed up, and then we have breakout groups that we really challenge you to come up with how to think about running your business and doing your business depending on whatever we're talking about. So that is free. So take advantage of that. The seating is limited in that I usually like to take 15 to 20 people, but take advantage of that. That is a freebie. I have a webinar coming up with the details, social media marketing for small business development. It is going to be different than what you're hearing here today. Today, I just kind of wanted to throw a few things out there, you know, the types of social media sites out there, some ways that it can benefit your business, your website. You can, you know, improve your visibility on your search engines. So I just want, you know, generating leads. I just wanted to give you a little bit of food for thought with that. But if you want some in-depth one-hour webinar from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on March 18th, there is a small fee for that. You can register on my website at businessontheedge.biz. You can click on seminars for any of these, and you can see what we have going on out there. And enjoy the ride. Build your business. We are small businesses, the backbone of this country. And we need to align ourselves in a way that is going to give us the most advantage to what we're trying to achieve. And whatever your business is, whether you're in a retail business, whether you're in a service industry, whether you're self-employed, IT, and even if you're a business professional that's looking for transition, again, these tools help. You have to... If you're the product, then you need to sell yourself. If you're on LinkedIn and you're looking for another job, believe me, what you're saying on LinkedIn and what you're saying on your bio and the information that you're putting out there will say something for those that are viewing that information. I have had opportunities that have come through several through LinkedIn because of the information and the content that I'm talking about for myself, and so it has been rewarding. So be smart about what you're saying out there. Do not blow this stuff off like it's going to go away. It's not going to go away. It's going to keep growing. It's going to keep getting changing and transitioning, and we're going to have to ride the wave and change and make sure that we're relevant. Your business has to be relevant. Check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/businessontheedge or tweet us at #businessontheed. Or check in with us on Friday when I will tell you about what I'll be talking about Friday night on my live show. So I do the 15-minute promo on what's going on again. Connect with D'Souza Financial. You can find their information out on our Facebook page. And, you know, if you're here in the Bay Area, you know, get connected with the right resources. There's a lot of information out there for you. We want you to be successful. Absolutely. I want you to be successful. Social media is just the tip of the iceberg. And grow your business. Be smart about what you're doing with that. So we're going to get out of here, and we will see you on, tune in on Friday. We will see you. Thank you for tuning in. Long Talk Radio, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson and Denver.